Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 19 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and I have Mary Bolton with me this morning. We're going to visit about the Mills County Fair. How are you, Mary?
I'm good.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
What you been up to?
Fair prep.
Yes.
Family.
Yes.
Going to ball games of my older two granddaughters.
Yeah.
Dance recital for one, and then a newborn this last week.
Tell me about the new one.
Brand new one. Last Monday morning, just about this time at 8:13 in the morning.
Oh my.
Emerson Lynn is her name.
So how many is that now?
That's four girls.
Four girls. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot and a lot of good activities to go and enjoy, right?
There is.
So, well, good. Those are special times. That's for
they
sure.
They are.
So the oldest is how old?
Seven.
Seven down to a week.
Seven, five, four and a half, and 1 week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Very cool. All right, so Mary, you have been involved with the Mills County Fair for a while.
Roughly 20 years.
Yeah. What do you enjoy most about it?
Everything.
Yeah.
I love to watch the kids and the public's reactions to events.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I feel. We work hard to draw people to it. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 years for people to catch on and understand what that was about.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of my funnest things is like the Queen coronation stuff, the little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Those little kids are so excited.
There's a lot of joy there, right?
There is.
A lot of good lessons learned at the county fair.
Well, and I've served as a 4-H leader for many years also, and I had one that graduated this last year. And some of the thank yous that you can receive from those kids are very touching.
Yeah. It's good work, Mary. It's good work.
Yeah, thank you.
So, well, let's talk about the Mills County Fair because it's going to be here very soon, July 11th through 15th.
That's less than 2 weeks.
Can you believe that?
No, it comes pretty fast.
Was it last year or the year before last? I can't remember. The show, I think it was, I don't remember what show, but it was cool. It was almost like jacket weather. You remember that? That was 2 years ago, I think.
I think it was 2 years. Last year was very hot.
Yes. It was like the opposite.
Let's make it in between at like 78 degrees.
So.
Little cloudy sunshine day.
Typically hot weather is how it goes. But anyway, so that was kind of one of those. It was unique enough that it stood out in my mind that it was just so cool that morning. A sweatshirt or a hoodie felt pretty nice.
That's right.
So let's talk about the fair. First, I want you to tell me about your fair board. The fair board members, tell me a little bit about your fair board.
We have 13 fair board members. Mm-hmm. I'll get my list out.
You're the secretary, correct, Mary?
I am the secretary.
Okay, tell me about your fair board.
President is Jared Mayberry. Abby Sorensen, vice president. I am secretary. Nathan Stouter is treasurer. Other board members include Bob Bloom, Nicole Grindle, Dusty Goodman, Sean Groffs, J.J. Johnston, Julie Newhofflin, Aaron Schoening, Mallory Murray, and A.J. Hughes.
Okay. So those are your board members. You're like I said, you're the secretary, and you've been in that role for a good while.
Quite a while.
At the secretary position. Now let's talk about the fair itself. Again, it's July 11th through 15th. The fair necessities, a jungle of fun.
Yes.
Is what we're looking at. So let's kick it off. Mary, I don't know if you have a where you want to start or necessarily how you want to work your way through the schedule, but let's talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
So Thursday night.
Thursday night. Thursday, the daytime, the 4-H'ers will be actually getting their static items judged.
Mm-hmm.
But the open to the public starts at 5 p.m. when we bring our food truck night out there.
Okay.
We do that the second Thursday of every month, May through September.
Yep.
So this will be our third one this summer. It's a great turnout. We have everywhere from probably 4 to 6 or 7 food trucks and crafters that come and set up.
Okay. But that will be that Thursday, not prior to the Friday. So food trucks,
correct,
stuff is coming to the fairground, a lot of activity going on. But you have that every Thursday night.
The second Thursday of every month.
Okay.
And then the 4-H'ers will be bringing in their livestock that evening also.
Okay. So that'll be a fun evening.
Yes.
Let's look at Friday. What do we have going on Friday?
Friday morning, we start out with a breakfast at 7:30 a.m. All the breakfasts are served in the show arena, and they are all sponsored by different businesses. That morning, it's sponsored by the Classic Cafe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
8 o'clock, the dog show will start in the commercial building. And then we have our Baumgar's barn on top of the hill, which has barnyard critters in it.
Mm-hmm.
Donkeys, peacocks, baby calves, and I'm going blank on everything they told me they're bringing. But we usually have an assortment of animals.
Okay.
Do we have library time 3 times throughout the week that different city libraries have taken turns? So at 10:30 that morning inside the air-conditioned Lakin Center, they can bring the kids out for a little bit of library time with the Malvern Public Library. At 11:30, we have a presentation by the Mills County Canine Dog. And that's at the Lakin Center. They start inside, they move outside, and boy, do the people love that one.
Pretty cool.
Kids are fascinated watching that.
Yeah.
12:30 is a dog agility show up in the show arena. And we are just finishing up building a brand new cattle barn. So our old one was torn down last year after the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to get it finished up now.
Working feverishly to get that, yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And so at 1 o'clock on Friday, July 11th, we're going to have a ribbon cutting with the Mills County Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So that's up there at the top of the hill. We do have special guest, Secretary of Ag, Mike Naig, will be joining us.
Okay, very cool.
And then following that, the schedule says 2 p.m., but it's probably going to be a little earlier, like maybe 1:30. He's going to do a little town hall meeting down inside the Lakin Center and visit with anyone who'd like to visit with him.
All right.
The 4-H kids are sponsoring a youth cornhole tournament at 2 o'clock and the popular free will donation barbecue at 5:30 inside the Lakin Center. Get there in nice time because the line gets long. 7 p.m., we have opening ceremonies with flag presentation. The senior 4-H'ers will be recognized, and the 4-H Hall of Fame will be announced.
That's a full day.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, Mary.
And at 7:15, we have the Little and Junior Miss and Mr. Coronation with the 2025 Mills County Fair Queen Coronation at 7:45.
Okay.
So for the queens, we have... The littles are ages 6 to 10.
Okay.
We got one boy. And for the girls, we had 13 girls.
You have that information.
I do have that information.
So while we're talking about that, can we go through that? Because you had that event, right, Mary?
We actually had the judging last evening.
Uh-huh. So if you can tell me about that. And by the way, we do have Mary Bolton with us talking about the Mills County Fair that will be here very soon. It's July 11th through 15th. And the Fair Necessities of Jungle Fun. Tell me what has taken place so far around that Fair Queen.
Okay,
contest.
So the judging last night started out with a little mister, ages 6 to 10. And we only had the one, as I said. But his name is Oliver Brandon, and he is from Pacific Junction.
Okay.
I got to jump around here on my phone to him.
That's okay.
The junior mister, ages 11 to 15. That candidate is Ludwig Walter, the son of Jeremy and Nicole Walter of Glenwood.
Okay.
The little miss for the girls, we had 13 participants. Star Stouter, parents Nate and Tricia Stouter of Malvern. Livy Stortenbecker, parents Lane and Kelsey Stortenbecker of Glenwood. Rose Miller, parents are Greg and Stephanie Miller of Glenwood. Riley Nelson, parents Scott and Emily Nelson of Malvern. Charlie Groffs, parents Sean and Jen Groffs of Glenwood. Myra Beebe, parents Nicole and Chuck Beebe of Malvern. Romy Wells, parents Craig and Katie Wells of Malvern. Grace Jensen, parents Douglas and Heidi Jensen of Silver City. Esme Black, parents Paige and Jason Black of Glenwood. Sawyer Smith, parents Brady and Melissa Smith of Emerson. Lorelei Stevens, parents Gator and Melody Stevens of Emerson. Evelyn Murray, parents Nathan and Mallory Murray of Silver City. And Cosette Walter, parents Jeremy and Nicole Walter of Glenwood. The junior miss candidates, ages 11 to 15, are Emerson Oliver, parents Brad and Kelly Oliver of Glenwood. Emery Goodman, parents Dusty and Tara Goodman of Malvern. Cassie Groffs, parents Sean and Jen Groffs of Glenwood. Catalina Kelly, parents are Cole and Melissa Kelly of Glenwood. Lila Rain Henderson, parents are Valerie Zane and Jason Henderson of Malvern. Mara Grindle, parents are Andy and Nicole Grindle of Malvern. And Hannah Swinford. Parents are Michael and Emily Swinford of Glenwood.
So you have a nice lineup. So you had the, I say contest. That's not right. What word am I looking
for? It was actual judging
the
contest.
The judging that took place last evening. And we're going to have to just wait until the coronation.
Yeah, I can't give you those answers yet.
We have to wait until Friday, July 11th for the coronation. And that will take place on a Friday evening. So that should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now, we did also do the high school girls judging last night also.
Okay. Tell me about that.
We have four contestants in that category.
Okay.
They are Jolie Johnston, the daughter of JJ and Shayna Johnston. Jamie Vinton, the daughter of Heath and Holly Vinton. Cassidy Rohrmeyer Pratt, the daughter of David and Jacqueline Pratt. And Katie and Matt Tice. And Linnea Longchaya, sorry if I said that wrong, daughter of Brian and Lindsay.
Okay. All right. And all the coronation activities will take place on Friday, July 11th, starting at 7:15 with the Little and Junior Miss and Mr. Coronation, and then the Fair Queen Coronation will be at 7:45.
That is correct.
Okay. All right. And you can have barbecue.
That's right.
I mean, what more can you ask for?
Yeah.
Mary, so the barbecue will take place on Friday.
And the barbecue is prepared by the Grill Masters.
Awesome. Okay, anything else from Friday that we need to touch on, Mary?
I believe that's it.
All right, let's look at Saturday. We're going to start early, and we're going to go late Saturday. So tell me what's going on.
Okay, Saturday morning, July 12th, 7:30, breakfast begins, sponsored by Mark Hughes Construction in the show arena. Our runners, we need you to report there at 8 a.m. at the Lakin Center for the Fun Run. Open class entries can be brought in to the building between 8 and 12 noon.
Okay.
And those, we do open those to anyone. You do not have to be a Mills County resident to bring open class items. We welcome anyone to participate.
Okay.
At 8 a.m., the sheep show begins. At 10:30, the goat show. Blacksmithing presentation will be taking place from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Where's that at?
That is held just outside the commercial building.
Okay.
Matt Perkins from Emerson, he's the one who coordinates that. Always out there sweating like crazy because it's always so hot.
Well, it's hot, and then you have blacksmithing, and that really is hot.
Yeah,
so
but it's there that people can watch it.
Very cool.
And then some of the items get auctioned off during the sale on Tuesday at the end of the fair.
Very good.
Baby contest begins at 9:30. Barnyard Critters is open again up in the Baumgars Barn from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Library time on Saturday is with the Glenwood Public Library. Ugly cake entries are due between 10:30 and 11 that day. You can get your portraits drawn by Mary Sneed between 10 and 1.
Okay.
Pony rides will be set up from 10 to 2 south of the horse arena. You can try to throw the rubber chicken chucking, get involved in that contest at 11 a.m.
I feel like I'd be good at the rubber chicken chucking contest. I feel like that's that might be my standout, Mary.
There you go. Come on over.
All right.
We have a tractor parade at 12 noon. Mike Alexander organizes that for us, and they just go up and drive up through the fairgrounds and let people look at them, and they come down park by the Lakin Center.
Okay.
And people can look at them there. Face painting from 12 to 2. The Clover Kids Stuffed Animal Pet Show is at 1 o'clock. Inside the Lakin Center at 1 o'clock, there'll be a presentation from Liz Baldwin called The Turning of the Quilts.
Okay.
At 1:30 is the 4-H Pet Show. A watermelon feed at 1:30 down by the parked tractors, sponsored by Red Oak Hy-Vee. 2 o'clock is the open class Pet Show. 1:30 is the chocolate chip cookie contest.
Mm-hmm.
Clover Kids judging begins at 3 o'clock. Bingo from 3 to 5. Minute to Win It at 4 o'clock inside the Lakin Center.
Okay.
And motocross begins at 6 o'clock as a paid gate event.
All right. So, and that will go for a while. That's usually a pretty big event,
isn't
it?
That's usually pretty long.
Yeah. So, motocross again on Saturday night. That's a paid event. That's ticketed. Can I purchase tickets ahead of time, or do I just get them at the gate?
Just get them at the gate. Okay. If you really wanted to, you'd go to the extension office and get a wristband, and that way it would save you some time at the gate.
Yeah, but you can
just purchase. But there's no discount. We only have 2 paid night events.
Okay.
It's only $10 per adult to get into each night.
Pretty reasonable.
So.
Very reasonable, yeah. Mary. The commercial building will be open Saturday and Sunday from 8 And 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
Correct.
Okay.
And then Monday morning from 8 a.m. to 7:30 okay. p.m. on Monday.
All right. So that is open. Anything else on Saturday that we need to touch on?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Motocross Saturday. Make sure you go and enjoy. There'll be all kinds of classifications, different classifications, age divisions, size of motors, all that, right?
For that is amateur. Correct.
So lots and lots of different divisions with
that. If you go to our Fair Board Facebook page, which is Mills County is one word, space fair, all the different flyers are on there.
Okay.
And we post a lot of information, so sometimes you might have to scroll down to find it.
Okay.
But just keep watching, we keep posting.
Okay. So that is Saturday evening. No, that was, yeah, that
yes,
was Saturday
correct.
Evening. Okay, let's talk about Sunday, Mary. What do we have going on Sunday?
Hey, Sunday, July 13th, we will have a wood carver on grounds. Breakfast begins at 6:30 that morning in the arena, sponsored by Agriland FS. At 8 a.m., the beef show begins.
Okay.
The blacksmithing is back at it from 9 to 3. The Iowa corn trailer will be on grounds
very
from
cool.
10 to 4. Barnyard critters again up on the hill from 10 to 8. At 11 a.m., open to the public for anyone, is church services inside the Lakin Center being led by the Hillsdale Community Church. 11 a.m., there's duck races by the poultry barn. And yes, that's live duck races.
Okay.
10 to 2 is pony rides. 10:30 to 2 is the little train ride.
Mm-hmm.
2 to 4 is face painting and balloons inside the Lakin Center. 2:30 to 4 is the kids' carnival sponsored by 4-H clubs. 3 o'clock, the pedal tractor pulls will begin to the west of the Lakin Center. 4 p.m. inside the Lakin Center are the working exhibits. And then at 7 p.m., the paid gate admission gets you into the Grand River Rodeo.
That starts at 7 p.m. on Sunday evening.
Correct.
Should be a good one.
Yes.
I want you to explain the duck races to me, Mary. How does that work? You said real ducks, do they just have, what, a little ring? How do you control them? What do you do?
They just have a little line, a little roped off, and they just let them loose and let them run. And then if your duck wins, you get a little prize.
Can I yell and scream at my duck
to
get it to move it? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So the duck races. The other thing that's sometimes very popular, the pedal tractor pulls.
That's very popular.
Can be very popular as well. So
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the Grand River Rodeo. That's a complete rodeo. You'll have all the events at the Grand River Rodeo for people to go and enjoy.
Yes. And if anybody wants to be a participant, the date for call-in on that is tomorrow, July 1.
Oh, better hustle.
From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So if you want to participate, here's the number. 641-773-5232.
I'm going to have you give that number one more time, Mary.
Okay. 641-773-5232.
Okay. Mary Bolton with me. Mary is the secretary with the Mills County Fair Board, talking about the Mills County Fair, and should be a good time. The Mills County Fair is July 11th through 15th. Okay, so we're to Monday. Anything else from Sunday, Mary, that you'd comment
on? We're good.
Okay. Let's talk about Monday. What do we have going on
Monday, July 14th. Breakfast begins at 7 a.m., sponsored by the Mills County Farm Bureau. Swine show kicks off at 8 o'clock. Following the swine show, there's a swine showmanship contest for non-swine exhibitors. This gets kids who do not show swine, younger kids, high school kids, anyone who wants to give it a try.
Okay.
Can get out there and do a little competition.
All right.
And then maybe next year.
They might want to dive into
it.
You betcha. I like it.
Yeah. Poultry show begins at 9 a.m. We have an open class pie contest inside the Lakin Center at 10 o'clock. That's being sponsored by the Mother Tucker Farm Fresh Goods. So that, again, that is open to anyone. We do not accept refrigerated pies.
Okay.
So, again, check their screens, our Facebooks, for all that information. Barnyard critters from 10 to 8.
Okay.
Library time on Monday at 10:30 is with the Emerson Public Library.
Okay.
Bingo from 11:30 to 1. And then we have a gal from the Glenwood area coming over and giving a presentation at 1:30 on stained glass creations. And
okay.
Those presentations are all free.
And that's at the Lakin Center?
Yes, air-conditioned Lakin Center.
All righty.
4-H kids are sponsoring the Barnyard Olympics at 1 o'clock up in the show arena. Back down to Lakin Center at 3:15 is the Clover Kids graduation, followed by the 4-H Share the Fun, the Clothing Project Fashion Show, and then All Static Trophy Presentation. Horseless Horse will begin at 5:30 in the Horse Arena, followed by the Horse Show at 6 p.m. Then we're trying something new this year.
Yes,
is
you are.
One of those fun foam party.
Yes. Where will that be? At the
Grand. Well, we're hoping our plans are.
Okay.
It's to the north end of the grandstand area, kind of in the grassy area.
Okay.
Kind of away from the horses who are more at the south end.
Okay.
And this is more towards the north end.
Okay. So a foam party. Fun foam party. Now, that's not a ticketed event, or is that a ticketed event?
Nope, that is all free.
It's free to the public.
Yes.
Okay.
So bring those kids, or adults want to do it too, but you're going to get wet.
Mm-hmm.
So have some towels and change of clothes or something.
So this is the first time you've tried that?
This is our first time.
Okay. All right. Another new addition there. So
yes.
And then you're going to have a movie.
Yes, the county council is sponsoring an outside movie that evening, but I do not know what the movie is.
All right. Well, just go and enjoy.
That's right.
But be prepared if you're going to participate in the foam party and then watch the movie. You might want to make some accommodations there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. That's Monday. So you can start early, 7 a.m., and go till the movie ends. I don't know what time that'll be. Probably 11.
Yeah, 10:30.
10:30, 11,
yeah.
Something like that. Okay, where's the outdoor movie theater or outdoor movie at?
You know, that kind of varies each year.
Kind of moves around.
Kind of moves around, but I think they try to do it onto the block of building.
Okay.
But I can't guarantee that 100%.
Okay. Let's look at Tuesday, Mary, and that's the last day of the fair, isn't it?
That's the last day when everybody is getting tired.
ready to wrap it up.
Emotions are very flowing that day.
Yes, yes. That can happen.
Yes. So Tuesday, July 15th, we have breakfast in the morning sponsored by the Blooming Barn that begins at 7 a.m.
All right.
The Rabbit Show begins at 8, Cat Show at 9. Barnyard Critters will open at 9 o'clock that day and close by 2 o'clock.
Okay.
4-H clubs each have one pie baked by their club, and that pie is due to the Extension Office conference room by 10 a.m. Then those pies are judged and auctioned off at the auction time.
Oh, very cool.
And they'll have a grand champion and a reserve champion winner.
All right.
Frisbee contest open to all ages at 10 a.m. south of the Horse Arena. The 4-H'ers rocket launch will be at 12 noon. The Ken Wade Memorial Round Robin Showmanship will be in the Show Arena at 2 o'clock. And that takes the top winners of each of the four species.
I was going to ask you to explain that, how that works, the round robin showmanship.
And the beef, swine, I just went blank.
Rabbit? Nope.
Nope. Goats and sheep.
Okay.
I believe is what it is.
Okay.
The top two all come in and compete for a bigger overall winner prize.
So if you show beef, but you're also going to have, if you participate, then you're going to have to show a goat.
Right. You end up showing the other animals, too.
So you kind of, like, it really broadens your horizons
yes.
a little bit, right?
So if you're one that exhibits several different species, it's
mm-hmm.
good for you.
Yes.
But somebody who goes one species,
okay.
they could have a challenge, but yet have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. That starts at 2 p.m.
That's at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And then the really important part is getting towards the end of the fair at 4 p.m., our livestock auction will begin. And that's we always encourage all of our Southwest Iowa businesses, family members to come and support these 4-H'ers and FFA kids that are selling their livestock.
You bet.
Herdsmanship Awards will be given out, the Helping Hands Awards, a 4-H pie auction will take place, and the auction of the wood carvings. At 6 p.m. is when they load out those carcass beef, and that's when you see the tears flowing.
Uh-huh.
And followed by the cleanup of all the buildings and grounds.
And then it's all over.
And then it's all over, and we start getting ready for next year.
That's it. You start writing down what went well, what you can improve on, and move on to next year, right?
Yes.
And by the way, we do have Mary Bolton with us talking about the Mills County Fair. The Fair Necessities, the Jungle of Fun, is July 11th through 15th. Mary, tell me One of the things you touch on there mentions some sponsors, but I know you have a lot of sponsors that help make this whole thing possible.
We do.
Let's talk about our sponsors for a minute. Okay. Tell me about the sponsors.
And these are the sponsors that we send letters out and just ask for financial contributions. And they send in money and help us cover expenses, yeah, especially night events and stuff. So, and if anyone is still interested, we will still accept donations.
You can still make it work.
That's
you can
right.
still make it work. All right.
Okay, so 2025 sponsors of the Mills County Fair include Agra Valley Farm Management, The Blooming Barn, Best Finish Auto Sales, Glenwood Family Dentistry, Stevens & Son Home Improvement, The Malvern Bank, Total Solutions Concrete LLC, Heartland Co-op, Glenwood State Bank, Jim Hughes Real Estate, Hilltop Animal Hospital, Vinton Enterprises LLC, Stouter Plumbing LLC, Expressions for Your Image, Allen Hughes Auction, RK Belt and Sons Inc., David and Linda Schoening, Dwayne's Repair Service LLC, Mark Hughes Construction, The Eagles of Glenwood, Griner Seeds LLC, Houghton State Bank, Montgomery County Memorial Hospital, Bartlett Grain Company, Little Reds Service LLC, Hillcrest Sales LLC, Western Iowa Networks, Precision Diesel Inc., Two Men and a Junk Truck, Two Men and a Truck, Remax Real Estate Group, El Porton Mexican Grill, Sire Southwest Iowa Renewable Energy, Mark Jackson's Hardware Hank and Hallmark, Mark Jackson's Ashley Furniture, Red Oak Chrysler, Davis Taylor Insurance, Dunstan Construction Inc., Quaker Steak and Lube, First Interstate Bank, Mills Montgomery County Cattlemen's Association, Schaff Ag LLC, E-Stop, Red Oak Hy-Vee, Mark and Julie Schoening, Smokin' Good Times Food Truck, ACS Construction Company LLC, Hardy Sales Inc., Casey's, and KCSI Radio. And we thank every one of them very much.
You know, it takes a lot of people, Mary, to make one of these, a lot of businesses, a lot of individuals, a lot of effort to make it all work and come together.
It does.
So, and you know that probably better than anybody. So,
yeah. And our Mills County Board of Supervisors is very supportive of our Mills County Fair.
Yeah.
They support us in a lot of ways. They even come and help serve at the barbecue. Sometimes they'll help do some of the odds and ends judging,
mm-hmm,
but they're always there supporting us, and they financially support the fair.
And it takes a lot of people to do that. So show up and have breakfast, walk through a barn, go take in a show, go to one of the events, motocross or the rodeo, but just go and enjoy, right?
Go and enjoy. And
that's
stop and talk to the kids.
Yeah.
The kids love to talk about their projects.
Yeah.
If they're standing there by their pen of pigs or up by their cattle, talk to them.
Yeah.
Don't touch the animals without their permission.
Right.
You need to be safe that way.
Right.
But the kids would love to explain their animals to you.
Yeah. It's a good thing. I think there's just a lot of really great experiences that take place from all the work that goes into maybe a static exhibit to, you know, obviously some of the livestock. These young folks have been working with it for months.
Yes, they
at
have.
This point. So literally, I mean, it takes
especially the cattle
a long time. Mm-hmm. And you may work with them for months, and then it doesn't go exactly like you might think it should. So, and again, there's a life lesson in that too. So,
it is.
But anything. What else do we need to be aware of, Mary, that we haven't touched on?
Well, you the extension office.
You have a whole book. I feel like I'm looking at the whole Mills County Fair right now.
Well,
here in front
this
of
is
me.
Kind of my sponsorship book, a part of my Queen information. I got more books. I separated them out, actually, but combined part of it into one to bring it in here.
Oh, my.
Our extension council is very important to us, too.
Yeah.
We've got interns over there and some new people, so I don't want to name anybody off and miss somebody.
Hey, what's this? What am I looking at here?
You are looking at a fair quilt.
Okay.
We started that about 5 or 6 years ago. Individuals can stop in at a Stitch in Time in Malvern
okay.
and pick up a package of material. You take it home and you sew it into a 12.5 by 12.5 inch square.
So that's kind of what I'm seeing there.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. And then you can take that square to the fair in open class and it gets judged on your design and your sewing.
Okay.
And if you measured it right or not. And then after the fair, myself or Liz from Stitch in Time will take this to her shop. Mm-hmm. And then we put it together and make it into a quilt.
Okay.
So they're all quilted. And so this, what we're looking at is last year's squares that were judged in 2024.
Yeah.
But now I have raffle tickets to auction off, to raffle off this quilt.
Very cool.
And this year there's a whole different color and design.
That's cool.
So it is, it goes pretty well. Yeah, it's fun. So if anyone wants tickets, give me a call, 712-370-4500. I can get met up with you somewhere or get some tickets dropped off somewhere. Or they have them. Liz has them over at a Stitch in Time. And they're also at the Farmer's Daughters in Glenwood.
Okay. Very cool. How do you pick where it goes where?
Liz does that.
I mean, there's some design in that as well, so.
Yeah, and then we have started this last couple of years. We actually have it so you know who made each square.
Oh, very cool.
So you have a copy of a little mapping that shows that.
So you can buy raffle tickets on that.
You can.
All right. Tell me again how to get the raffle tickets.
You can call myself, Mary Bolton, 712-370-4500. They're at the Farmer's Daughters in Glenwood,
mm-hmm.
and they're at Liz at a Stitch in Time in Malvern.
Okay.
And they're $3 a ticket or 6 tickets for $15.
Just get 6.
Just get 6.
Just get 6. That's what you
need. Or even more if you'd like.
Just get 6. Yeah, or 12 or 18 or
yeah,
whatever.
That's right.
So, okay, what else do we need to cover, Mary?
I forgot something.
Yeah,
but
there's a lot to cover. Tell me the details on the rodeo again and the number to call.
Okay, the details on the rodeo. Sunday, July 13th, 7 p.m., the gates will open at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
There is an admission fee that night. There will be 10 championship events taking place. Bareback riding, calf roping, saddle bronc riding, bull riding, steer wrestling, team roping, calf roping, breakaway roping, and ranch bronc riding. The admission is $10 for adults. Kids 10 and under are $5. Cash only at the gate.
Okay.
We do not take cards.
All right.
If you want to be a participant, here's the number to call. And this is the call-in is on July 1 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Call 641-773-5232.
So go and participate, enjoy, or take it in, but go and participate.
Yes.
Very good. What's the rest of your day hold today, Mary?
Heading to work.
Okay.
And it's the end of the fiscal year.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
So,
all right.
It'll be a busy day.
Make it a great day. Thank you much.
Thank you.
Mary Bolton with me this morning from the Mills County Fair, the Fair Necessities, a jungle of fun, July 11th through 15th. Go and enjoy and participate. Again, like I said, go have breakfast, go to a show, walk through the barns, talk to the exhibit. I mean, just go and enjoy. It should be a lot of fun. And thanks to Mary for coming over. Pleasure to visit with you, Mary.
Put an end to your company's tech headaches. Midwest Data of Iowa makes it as easy as it should be, whether it's